I've done that trip. I was part of the Dolphins the first year they went over there. It was a good experience. Supportive fans for the first time being over there. I was pretty impressed with the crowd that we had, and I know that they've had a number of games. It's been relatively very popular when we've come over there. So to be a part of that, I think all of our guys are honored to have a chance to go over there and play a game. I've been over there. The one thing that I probably would not do after being over there one time, we went over there late in the week. It was a late travel day, and I just didn't feel like anybody's body had adapted by the time the Sunday came around. So we haven't even discussed when we want to go over, but I know I have some experience there, and I can throw my 2 cents worth in to what I would like to do differently, just based on how I felt our players felt when the game came around. You know, I know Shad's been trying to, since he's been here, have people recognize what's going on here in this town, and I think this is a great opportunity to get it. You know, obviously going overseas, that's making a statement. So, again, I really have not had a lot of time to think about it. You know, I've kind of been hearing about it, but our guys will adapt and we'll be fine. Obviously, done well for himself by doing it a specific way, the right way he feels. So, yeah, it's good that we have somebody that's coming through on everything that he's stated he would do, and it's easy to follow when you see the things that are following, that are happening here, the locker room, the weight room. We have things going on with, you know, possibility of an indoor facility. I know that's being talked about. All those things have made a difference. Players recognize it. Even the plane the other day flying on the bigger plane, it goes a long way with the players. It's just showing that we're trying to be a first-class organization for us first, and then let other people recognize what's going on here. He's doing everything first class. Been playing pretty well, really playing well, and really been very good in the run game as well. I mean, when you got guys that can come off the edge with some speed, you always are concerned about the run game, whether they can hold up against the big tackles and things. But he's got, I think for being a rookie, being thrown right into the starting lineup like that, I think he's done really well. I think he's going to just keep getting better. But Joe Cullen has, you know, we call it setting an edge, trying to basically contain the offense. In order to do that, you've got to win the one-on-one against the tackle, and I think he's held up pretty well. I think he'll get better at it as well. You've seen George Selvey do it. George has basically pushed the tackle back into the running back in the backfield, and Andre's heading that way. In the run game, I'm certainly surprised. I mean, I know he's got some things really a good ability in the pass rush game. But in the run game, I was pretty surprised where he's at for this time of his, you know, rookie year.
What do you like?
Well, he was one of the hosts of the rookie show, and he did an outstanding job. It was very well done, but he was one of the hosts. He and Kevin Elliott were and they did an outstanding job. One of the best rookie shows I think I've ever been a part of. I'll pick on people in the audience was one. And nobody was, you know, even I, when he called my name out, I just said from the back, be careful. But they, well, he mocked me, said I ought to let the three hairs right here just go. And when I got up, I said, hey, look, I got five up there because I counted them in the morning. So, no, it wasn't raunchy, it was very well done by those guys. You could tell they spent a lot of time. Very funny. And I said that to them this morning. I said I didn't want them to get the wrong impression by how we're practicing. Now we're, you know, this week was a game plan week, so there's carded periods that you're running the opponent's offense and defense. And I don't want to get those guys to get the wrong impression that I'm doing the cards, that I'm not going to make it. And I'm not doing the cards, and I am going to make it. You know, I'm one of these guys, there is no final roster yet, but I said to him this morning, you have to understand, because of the limited plays you'll have on Thursday night, today's practice is very important, that when you get reps, Saturday's practice when you come in here, and then Monday's practice, which is prior to the 4 o'clock deadline, all of those practices will still be evaluated on you guys. So even though you may not get the number of reps in the game, you're still being evaluated in these next three practices. So yes, it is. It's important that they show up. Oh, it's going to be doom. No, really, you know, if you ever watch, we have no goal boards on the offensive room. The objective, our goal is to score every single time we get the ball, okay? All the other things that go along with that, third down conversions, time of possession, all the things that allow you to score every time you get the ball, they would be great on a chart. But we would like to be able to put points on the board on that first drive. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, Bob Rutkowski scripts the top 15 plays, trying to, again, keep defenses off balance with a number of ways to do it. And he and I will talk about those 15 today. And it's a good start. I mean, it's just a good starter. It's been good for the first two preseason games. I know it's unheard of to do it every week, but we would like to. I know that in Atlanta we were one of the top teams at scoring points in the first drive.